Hey guys, and welcome back to Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. We are Beth and Katie, PAs on a mission to help you get accepted to PA school. So if you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right spot. We're thrilled you are here and to be a part of your journey to getting into PA school. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something super exciting that we know you will love. If you're feeling totally overwhelmed by the whole PA school application process, then you definitely want to look into doing a VIP day, which is a game changer and so incredibly valuable in putting together your strongest CASPA app, landing interviews, and getting accepted to PA school. During our VIP days, we meet one-on-one on Zoom and write your entire personal statement, all of your CASPA experience paragraphs, match you to the best PA schools for you and your stats, mock interview, everything you need to have your most competitive PA school application. And the best part, you don't have to have a single thing written. That's right. We meet you on Zoom and you talk and we write. At the end, you have an outstanding and completed personal statement, CASPA paragraphs, and list of PA schools that you fit best with. You can absolutely get accepted to PA school with a low GPA or other not so awesome stats, but you must apply the right way into the right schools with your strongest application. And VIP days, you don't have to sweat it. We'll tackle them together. And our VIP days also include not only personal statement writing session, CASPA paragraphs writing session, but also a mock interview to help you crush your PA school interviews. You'll also get access to our exclusive application to acceptance course, PA school directory, and weekly PA shadowing hours you can add to your CASPA application. With years of experience working at PA schools and in PA school admissions, we know what it takes to create an outstanding application that demands attention. We pull out all the stops to ensure your application is not just good, but outstanding. There's only a limited number of spots available for our VIP days because we believe in providing a truly personalized experience, so don't wait around. Seize this incredible opportunity and jump into a VIP day with us. We will drop the link in the episode notes. Now on to today's episode.
So today we are talking money. We are going to talk about the hidden costs of PA school. Listen, if you're applying to PA school, you realize how much it's going to cost in order for you just to apply. And then of course you probably looked up tuition and books and fees, etc. at your school. But there are some hidden costs of PA school that I want you to be aware of. Because when you are asking for student loans or you're paying for it yourself, you need to have an idea about things that you might not think about in order to make sure you have enough financial resources to make it through the entire program. So the first thing first is things like scrubs. So a lot of programs require you to buy their scrubs, a certain type, maybe a certain color. Embroidery usually costs extra. They usually want your name on there, their school, PAS, maybe even their seal or something like that. So that can get expensive. So typically 2 to 3 pairs of scrubs is probably fine because you won't be wearing them every day usually. Usually you only wear them during lab, but if you do laundry every few days or so, that should be fine. But still, 3 sets of scrubs with embroidery can be a little bit expensive, so plan for that. White coat. So you also expect to get a white coat. Some people get more than one white coat, but you're expected to buy at least one short white coat. And again, this is only going to be used, unfortunately, in school, because once you graduate, you'll get your long white coat and you won't use the short one anymore. But it is required for clinical rotations. And again, typically you have to get your name embroidered on it, the seal or crest from the school. So anticipate that as well. These aren't typically super expensive, but again, everything adds up. And your school usually gets a good discount for ordering these all in bulk, both in the coats themselves and the embroidery, which is a good thing. All right, another thing that can be really expensive is your medical equipment. Now, different schools require different medical equipment. For example, some require that you buy an ophthalmoscope, an otoscope, which can be extremely expensive, and some do not require you to make this purchase. So it really just depends on your school. But again, stethoscope, reflex hammer, pen light, eye chart, these type of things are gonna be pretty ubiquitous at most schools. So again, don't go out and buy your medical equipment. A lot of times they get really good deals from their vendors because they buy in bulk. And also, some schools really require you to have a specific equipment, especially a stethoscope. They require a certain level of stethoscope. So if you have one as an MA or a nurse or something like that, it might not meet the standards that they want. So keep in mind that you might have to buy some new equipment if it's not to the standard that they want. But equipment can get very expensive, so expect to spend a couple $100 on this. So really make sure that you add this to your budget, because this is all going to be bought usually at the beginning, right before or at the very first semester. And so all these, the scrubs, the white coat, the equipment, usually all of them kind of come at once. And so it can be expensive if you're not prepared for it. Another thing that students sometimes don't think about is insurance. So you're required to have insurance while you go through PA school. Now, if you go to a big school that offers insurance to all its students, you won't have to worry about this. But some private schools or some schools that are not big universities require students to have outside insurance. So whether you have a spouse and you can get insurance through their work, if you're still under your parents' insurance, or you're going to buy through the marketplace, etc., really figure out what you're going to do for insurance. Inquire about this once you've been accepted to see what the school does and what they recommend, because you will need this. And on the same note, you'll need things such as you'll need background checks. You'll need one in school for sure. You might even need one before clinical rotations. Sometimes specific hospitals have one. I know, for example, I had one in school. I had one before clinical year, and one of the hospitals I worked at required it to be within 30 days before they accepted you as a student. So those can get expensive. Again, the background checks, the urine tests, etc., can get expensive, so keep that in mind. Also, vaccines. You're required to have certain vaccines. And you're required to, for example, get the yearly flu vaccine. If you're going to get into clinics, you're required to have a TB test, etc. So if you don't have those things that are current, that can get expensive because you'll have to pay for that. A lot of health insurances actually will pay for things like the flu vaccine, the COVID vaccine, etc. So really make sure you check with your health insurance. And if you can get it before you start school, while you're still on your old insurance, then that might be cheaper for you as well. Okay, what about other type of equipment? So things like laptops, for example. Most schools require laptops. We do a lot of our testing online, and that's because we want to mimic the pants, right? We want to mimic our big test that we need to take after graduation, which is all computer-based now. So we want our students to practice taking computer-based tests. Now, when it comes to computers, they do require a certain operating system. You have to be able to have certain downloads of lockout browsers, etc. So make sure that your computers meet the code. If you have a really, really old laptop or old computer, it might not meet the code. You might not be able to download the systems you need, and that can be an expensive purchase. So again, make sure you look at that. Some students actually have an iPad as well. Typically, that's not always required, and it's very hard to take your tests on like an iPad, for example, so we do recommend you have some kind of laptop, but it's really up to you as long as you can meet the specifications of what the program says you need for operating systems, etc. All right, and another financial aspect that a lot of students don't think about is during rotations. So again, during your rotations, you're not just going to be at school. You're going to be going to hospitals in the outlying regions, maybe even far away. Some schools will send you a couple hours away. Some schools try to keep you more local. If you're interested in maybe a different area or a very specialized elective rotation, you might have to go even further out than that, right? And so now we're talking about housing costs. So if you go 2 or 3 hours away, is it worth the commute? Well, with gas prices now, it might be worth you to get a housing there, get a motel, hotel, something like that, stay with Airbnb, whatever you can do to cut down your costs. Of course, gas and driving to and from hospitals, that's going to factor in, especially nowadays with gas prices. You might have to buy certain scrubs or certain things for these different hospitals. Again, you might have to do certain vaccinations. You might have to do certain drug tests, etc., before rotations. So just make sure for your clinical year that you anticipate the cost might be higher. You might have to pay for your apartment back at the school, and you also might have to pay for a hotel for 4 weeks if you're going to be doing a rotation far away. So just keep that in mind. You also need some kind of reliable transportation. So if you go to PA school in a big city that has city public transport, then this might not apply to you. But if you go to a school somewhere in a city or in a rural area where they don't have reliable public transportation, you need to be able to get yourself to and from the hospital, to and from your rotation sites. You need to make sure that you can get to the actual PA school and program on time. So you need some kind of reliable transportation. We've actually had quite a few students who room together or at least live in the same apartment complex, and then they commute in every single day together. That way they can take turns driving, they can save on gas, etc. So do keep that in mind. All right, I hope this helped you anticipate some of the unknown costs of PA school, or at least little known costs of PA school, and will help you budget in order to make sure that you can plan and figure out exactly how much money you need in PA school.
Thank you so much for listening and for letting us be a part of your path to becoming a PA. It is truly such an honor to show you what's possible for your life as a PA and to take you from pre-PA to waking up every day as a PA and living the life you dream of having. We are so grateful for you and for this opportunity to be a part of your life. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode and share this with someone who needs to hear this information. Keep up all your incredible work, and we will catch you at the next episode.